My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for another episode and another chance to think more gratefully. Today's tip, if you've made it a goal to be happier and spread a little gratitude in the world, take some comfort in knowing that your brain is on your side. When I was writing my book, The Gratitude Diaries, I was struck by how many examples I found of people who were very grateful and truly happy after situations that most of us would consider pretty terrible. For example, lifestyle guru Martha Stewart spent 5 months in prison on a stock trading case back in 2005. She emerged saying how grateful she was to meet the women there and how grateful she was to understand another side of life. A lot of people feel like they've been in prison after these last several months of pandemic lockdowns, and maybe that's going to turn out to be okay. In his wonderful book, Stumbling on Happiness, Harvard psychologist Daniel Gilbert talked about how bad we are at predicting how we'll feel about going through a traumatic time. He gives the example of would-be brides and grooms who get jilted and left at the altar. He says if you asked someone ahead of time how they would feel in that situation, they would expect to be devastated, and they'd use phrases like, the worst thing that ever happened to me. But those to whom it actually did happen see it more positively. As he put it, once we've actually been heartbroken and humiliated in front of our family, friends, and florists, our brains begin shopping for a less dreadful view. And the human brain is one smart shopper. Our brains shopping for a more positive view on events happens all the time. Professor Gilbert describes it as a psychological immune system that kicks in when we can't change something. You know how a regular immune system works. It fights off the bad stuff, the viruses and bacteria that get into your body. A psychological immune system fights off the bad stuff that gets into your mind. When things occur that seem bad or upsetting, your brain finds a way to see the good in them. From truly terrible situations to less dramatic ones, Professor Gilbert found that a significant percentage of people who survived traumas claimed that their lives were enhanced by what had happened. In the jilted at the altar example, your brain kicks in to tell you how lucky you were to be saved from a bad marriage and how grateful you should be to have seen the real person you were marrying before you said, I do. As Gilbert charmingly put it, I know, it sounds suspiciously like the title of a country song. But the fact is that most folks do pretty darn good when things go pretty darn bad. Because we don't realize how our minds will kick in to protect us, bad events are usually worse when we imagine them than when they actually occur. In several experiments, Dr. Gilbert asked people to guess how they'd feel if they lost a job or a loved one, if they flunked an exam or flubbed an interview. Then he looked at people who had actually been through the experience. He found that we all overestimate how awful we'll feel and for how long we'll feel awful. In making the predictions, we don't realize that once the calamity occurs, that psychological immune system will kick in to make the awful seem more tolerable. The very best way to boost your psychological immune system is with gratitude. Making gratitude lists, giving yourself a gratitude habit, and teaching yourself to reframe a situation are all like vaccines that boost your natural immunity. Gratitude provides you the resiliency to bounce back from any setback. This hasn't been a perfect year for most people, but the first round of real vaccines against COVID-19 are being given in U.S. cities right now, and we're starting to see some hope that sometime in 2021, life may come back to something more familiar. The Christmas holiday is this week, and that often inspires hope and possibility. If there's a star on top of your Christmas tree, it's probably a reminder of light in the darkness. The year is drawing to a close, and instead of just being grateful that it's over, you can probably think of reasons that you're grateful that some of the craziness actually happened. So if you're starting to feel some hope and optimism this week, let your brain help you out. It's likely to be shopping for a happier explanation for what you've been through. And you can help that psychological immune system function best by looking for reasons to be grateful. Thanks for joining me. I'll be back with more ideas on how to have a happy and grateful holiday season. Have a great day. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to the one and only Ryan Seacrest.
Love the connection to people. I think at the core, what I get excited about, what gets me up in the morning, is connecting with people in an unscripted, unvarnished way. It's getting to say something to them, hear back from them, know that I'm part of the routine. And I look forward to getting on the air. I look forward to it.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.